Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Let's talk to Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. We're live at Metro Bottle, guys. Marietta Boulevard is where we're located, and we'll be out here until 6 o'clock. Arch, good to have you on. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. Yesterday on my way home, I'm listening to you and Coach, and you were talking to him about, you know, learning to win in these last two games. You feel really good about building something. Talk about this process, because I know it's something Coach has been talking about.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Carl, and your family, and Mike, and you and Becky, and all your listeners out there. We got such good fans here in Atlanta. I know they're starving for some consistent wins and stuff, but just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all y'all, and it's always been fun to come on with you guys. I come from a cup is half full type scenario. I guess it's a player perspective, Carl, when you think about this stuff and the interviews that I do post-game, the interviews I do with the coaches show, trying to accentuate, okay, what can you build on? What are some of the things that you're doing well? There's always going to be stuff negative that you can camp on if you want to. I choose to kind of go the other direction. That's just me. But I think Raheem feels like there are certain things that this team continues to get better at. I think that, you know, when he started talking about the offensive coordinator, I know there's been a lot of scrutiny on Zach Robinson and what he's designing or what he isn't designing. And I think, frankly, not to be, you know, someone that's over the top on this, but this is probably an over the top comment, I don't think most people have any idea what he's designing, you know. And I think that some of the things that we do are executed properly. Some of the things we do aren't executed properly. And some of the things that we do that he designs are defended. And that's what the other team's designed to do. And that's just the National Football League. But I do think there's some things that are building. I think when you start thinking about the team and the way the team's responded the last 2 weeks and what you guys have talked about, and everybody keeps telling them they're playing games that don't mean anything. Well, you can't tell that to a player. His livelihood's on the line. His chance to play in this league's on the line. His chance to be a part of this organization's on the line. There's a crap load of stuff to play for. I really get tired of hearing that there's nothing to play for. There's everything to play for, and everything's on the line on Monday night. You have a great opportunity to upset the apple cart. I got my Grinch shirt on right now, Carl. to do the podcast. We're going to try to steal Christmas from the Rams. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go try to steal Christmas for the Rams. That was my sentiment with that, and they've got everything on the line. I heard you talking about it, Carl, and it was so well put. Everything is on the line for the Rams this weekend, And it's an unbelievably cool opportunity for Atlanta on a primetime game to go lay it on the line against arguably the best team in the NFC.
You know, Arch, we said it earlier in the week about, you know, to your point, guys are trying to put good stuff on tape because not everybody's going to be on this team next year, especially, you know, guys, the special team guys. Eba Cady had a good day, and he might not be here next year, so he's got a chance to make some loot. But getting back to, you know, talking about Zach Robinson and the offense, I love the game plan. I thought it was really cool. The fourth down plays we'll talk about in a second. What do you say that, I know I asked you this earlier in the year, critics and guys, you know, that played the quarterback position that talked about it said we were predictable. There was predictability with our offense. Has that gone away? Has he gotten more imaginative, or is it simply when the guys execute, everybody looks better?
Well, I watch this team every week, Mike, and I can't predict what they're going to do. So I don't know what these other guys are looking at. I know that there's some guys. So it's fun to throw stuff out there because you're not accountable to it. You don't have to come back and revisit it if you're Kurt Warner or whoever else it is that says stuff about them. And it's a one-time deal, and then you're off to talk about the other 31 teams, or you don't have ever even seen Atlanta again. Mm-hmm. So to say that they're predictable, I think, is a crock of crap. I think that there's certainly things that we do well that you're going to hang your hat on that teams try to defend. Sometimes they defend it well, sometimes they don't. I mean, it's not any mystery that Bijan Robinson's going to touch the football. Why has he got 2,000 yards in total offense? That stuff has been designed by Zach Robinson. Yes, there's an unbelievably God-given talent that Bijan Robinson has, but Zach Robinson's designing the plays for him to get 2,000 yards. So where is that? You know, I just don't – again, Kyle Pitts has lit it up the last couple of weeks. He's had opportunities earlier in the year. Mike, you've referenced the play you and I talked about a number of times where Penix hits him right in the chest on a walk-in 70-yard touchdown in Berlin – that if that's the only play that changes, you win the football game. So there's a lot of stuff going on that's good, guys. And I know we kind of hang on the negative. It's Christmas time. Let's talk about some positive stuff.
Well, let's talk about Kirk Cousins and his play. I asked you this last week, and I'll ask you again. He's playing well. And why? What do you see? What do you think it is? It's easy for us to sit here, Arch, and I said this to him last, you know, couple of weeks when we had him on. I said, look, you've been in the league 14 years. You see things that a lot of guys haven't, and certainly more than what Michael Penix has seen at this point in his career. But isn't it more than just that with Cousins and his play right now?
Absolutely. And I think that the first thing you point at, Carl, is how maybe damaged he was to start the season a year ago. And strangely enough, he was able to light it up for the first nine games, then things began to catch up with him a little bit, and he wasn't quite as effective. And was he? It's a battle of attrition to play in the National Football League. When you play 17 games, I don't care what position to play, and obviously those strength guys are the guys that you point to more often than not that have to battle through injury and play at 85% or whatever. Kirk Cousins was having to do some of that. The ankle wasn't responding extremely well. He got banged up in that game in New Orleans. And so there were some things that affected him later on the year that maybe didn't necessarily affect him in game 4, 5, or 6 of last season. He's much more healthy this year than he was last year. You ask him about it. He feels really good about where he is physically. And now he takes over midseason for Michael Penix. And now you're getting the guy that I think you thought you were going to get at the beginning of the year last year. This is the guy you thought you were going to have. So now becomes the great debate. And I know you guys have been chopping it up, and all the other shows have been too. What do you do with this situation now that you have the way you expect him to play?
It's crazy.
It's a Dave Archer with us, guys. Let's talk about some fun stuff from the Arizona game. I don't know if you ever had a chance with a tackle-eligible Arch to hit a guy like Jake Matthews. Kirk needed to make a better throw. That was a high throw, but I know they were busting Jake's chops on the sideline. That would have been epic.
Well, if you go back and look at the play, it's a little bit of a slight roll, and Kirk gets heat in his face. So it's not a matter of him standing in a clean pocket and throwing it to Jake Matthews in the back end. So the other team affected it a little bit, but there's no question the ball. He would have loved to have had the ball down on him a little bit, but hey, Jake, you know you're 6'6". I know it's not what you do for a living. This might be the only chance you have to catch a touchdown. I don't care if you've got to climb into stands to make the grab. You got to make that play. I can only imagine the crap he took on Monday for not catching that football. And I know Kirk takes some of the energy on that, and he And he talked about it post-game, and he said, I'd like to have been put a better ball on him, but, hey, you got to make that catch. That's your only chance.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As we have a quick preview of the Rams, it feels like it's going to be a long week because, obviously, Christmas, we don't play Sunday. But, Arch, is there anybody playing better than Matthew Stafford right now?
No, I can't. I don't see him, Carl. You know, 40 touchdowns, five picks. Puka Nacua just went off against the Seahawks in that game that I don't know how they lost. If you go back and look at that game, the Seahawks did nothing against the Rams. They had two plays by Kenneth Walker, a screen play and a run. He had a run of about 45 or 50 yards that netted them. Both those ended up netting them touchdowns. And Rashid Shaheed returned a punt for a touchdown. You look up and they end up winning that football game. They were down 30-14. I thought that the Seahawks were that team that maybe was the kryptonite for the Rams. They weren't. And somehow Seahawks came back and won the football game because they didn't do anything offensively for three quarters in that game. But Stafford, getting back to Stafford, and it's been, you know, Davante Adams has been in and out. You've had the backs have kind of fluctuated back and forth, but they got two really good backs. Corum's outstanding, kind of Robin to what Williams is the Batman. And so they've got a nice combination there. They're playing as good as anybody, and he's the guy, the reason why. The dude is playing like he's 28 years old, not 38 years old.
Right. Arch, real quick, I just want to go back to Arizona and the short yardage plays because Carl and I were talking about it. The one where Werner, I think, was in motion and runs into Kirk. That's not the way that play is designed. You can't put that one on Zach. Algier, when we could have salted the game away on that 4th-and-1, are you satisfied with the effort from Ryan Neusel? Because we just talked about the Rams, and they've got a hell of a defensive front as well.
Yeah, it's they had some guys that I talked to the offensive line this week, and they felt like that they had two interior guys in Arizona that are as good a guys as they've played all year long. Dalvin Thompson being one. I can't remember whether it was Robinson or who the other one was, but they were very complimentary of those two guys. Neusel's not the biggest center in the world, as you guys know. If he gets one-on-one with a guy, if he doesn't have his pad level down, he's going to get pushed back. We've seen it happen a number of times, and it happens to a lot of offensive linemen. This is not a gigantic, big, physical offensive line that we have. And so you got to get your pad level down. You got to know that they're coming off the ball. And that's kind of a want-to scenario. And as it turns out, Arizona wanted it a little bit more on that play that Algier got talked in the backfield. And Kirk Cousins, I talked to him post-game. That's his fault on the motion with Charlie. He's got to let Charlie clear before he takes a snap. I think he actually forgot that Charlie was in motion after sending him in motion, if you can believe that happens. But, yeah, those kind of things. Quarterbacks have – I remember coming to the line of scrimmage, you forgot what the snap count was because you're thinking about so many other things. So that happens from time to time. Just really proud of Chris Lindstrom real quickly and Bijan Robinson, our Pro Bowlers. I know you guys have talked about that. Lindstrom 4 times. He's getting into a rarefied air now. Talking about offensive linemen here with the Falcons. Jeff Van Note was a 6-time Pro Bowler. Mike Kinn, a 5-time Pro Bowler. So he's getting in that rarefied air. And what do you say about the Matrix, Bijan Robinson? A little disappointed that Brandon Dorlas didn't get in. Brandon's having a bar-setting year. 7.5 sacks now. I think we got to go back to 2019. Grady Jarrett had 7.5 sacks. That's the last time we've had a guy with that many. The bar being set by Travis Hall in 97 with 10.5, and then Rod Coleman with 10.5 in 04 and 11.5 in 05. That's the high bar for defensive tackles or the Falcons.
How do you describe what you're seeing from Pitts? And does he finish the season this way? Does he have two monster games? I think he needs 73 yards in each of those games, if I calculated it correctly, to get to 1,000 yards. What's your assessment there, Arch?
He's playing with a ferocity, Carl, that frankly haven't seen maybe since his rookie year. I don't even know if he showed it his rookie year, but he's attacking the football. I think there's he's playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. He's expecting the ball. That was something I talked about with him. We had him on the coach's show here a few weeks ago, and I asked him, are you expecting the ball to come your way? And be almost kind of pissed off that it doesn't come back. Not that you come back and give Kirk an earful, but, you know, just run your routes expecting the ball to come to you. That's just the way he's playing. But the ferocity with which he's attacking the football, he's doing a hell of a job with that. Rarefied air, you're talking about the most yards by a tight end in Falcon history over a four-game stretch. Phenomenal effort by Kyle Pitts. And by the way, Zach Robinson put together that plan that Mike was talking about. How do you get Kyle and Drake going at the same time? Drake ended up dropping two balls in the game. He wasn't quite right in the game, but you had the targets for both those guys, and obviously it worked out pretty good.
Great stuff. Arch, as always, man, appreciate you. Enjoy Christmas, and we'll be down there Monday getting everybody ready for, I think, a huge opportunity for our Falcons against the Rams, man. Appreciate you, and thanks again.
Carl, Merry Christmas to you guys. And I don't know how the management let you guys go to a bottle place before Christmas.
Hey.
That's unbelievable.
There's you two three guys, samples.
I put the last two guys I'm sending to a bottle place.
Oh, man.
You
it's
know we're about
good.
To get it in.
You ain't lying, brother.
We're about to get it in. Arch, enjoy,
guys.
Man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We may have something waiting for you when we see you next time, all right?
Yeah, pick me up.
All right, brother.
Pick me up something, man. I'll see you.
Yes,
we
will. Right on. Hey, man, we're going to find out what's on Day Day's mind. Speaking of a bottle shop, we are at Metro Bottle, guys. Marietta Boulevard. Come on out and join us. Great spot. Our buddies from Duck Bourbon are here as well. They were telling us, Mike, some of the plans for the future, but you've got two bottles that have not been in the state of Georgia that you can get today. Here. They're finally here. And I'm telling you, being a bourbon enthusiast, you can find this. That was the crazy thing. I said, they really have it. He says, yes, they got two different versions here today. So come by and pick it up. All right, what's on Day Day's minds on the way? Our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation at 4 o'clock as we'll continue our conversation about Kirby and the dogs. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.